All right. Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing? So who here has ever put a lot of work into something, invest a lot of time into it, and it just didn't turn out like you thought it would work out or didn't work out at all? Anybody ever been there before? Been there a lot. I think we all have. I was on the phone with a friend of mine about a month ago. And he calls me up, and we're talking, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? Because he's making a bunch of noise. And he said, I'm building a bookcase that my wife bought, and she wanted me to get it built for her, so I'm trying to get it done before she gets home. It's going to surprise her. She's going to be really excited. It's going to be awesome. So he's been working on this bookcase for like 2.5 hours already, so I'm guessing it's like one of those IKEA bookcases or something, because those are the only things. You can get a stool from IKEA, and it takes 3 hours to build. So I'm guessing it's something like that. So he's investing a lot of time into it. He obviously doesn't want to do it. Nobody likes building that stuff. But he's doing it anyways. And I hear his wife walk in the door, because he's got me on speaker, because obviously he's building a bookcase. And so she walks in, and she's like, hey, oh, you're building the bookcase. And he's like, yeah, do you like it? I'm almost done. He's like literally putting the shelves in, like the final thing. And you hear her pause for a second. And she says, yeah, that's not going to work. And then there's another pause after that for about 5 seconds. I'm just sitting on speaker. I doubt she even knows I'm in the room on the phone. And Zach just goes, Jordan, I'm going to have to call you back. So about 20 minutes later, I get a phone call, and I got to know what's going on with this bookcase. I'm like, dude, what happened? What's going on with the bookcase? He's like, yeah, I'm taking it apart right now. So he took it apart, and he took it back that night, and I could just hear like the pain and anguish in his voice, because anybody that's built one of those things, they know, like, you want to conquer it. Like, once you finish it, that's a good feeling. You're like, I did this. I conquered that bookcase. That bookcase is done. But I can't imagine having to take it back apart and take it back to the store. It's really hard. Raise your hand if you have kids. Now, I do not have kids. I don't have any kids. Yes. But I do work in kids ministry. And my sister has enough kids that I think everybody could take one home and she'd still have like a few left over. So I've been around kids a lot, so I understand how kids work most of the time. Not always. I don't think any of us really understand how kids work, but most of the time I do. So I feel like I can use a kid's example here. What is one thing, I want one example of one thing that you tell your kids, like, as they're growing up not to do? Like, a good, firm thing, good, firm belief that you tell them not to do. Don't do dumb stuff. That's a good thing. Yeah. Anything else? Don't lie. That's a great one. We all tell our kids not to lie. Yeah. Don't drive. Yeah, that would be good. Let's go with don't lie. All right. So I guarantee every parent in this room does not want their kids to lie to them, correct? Yeah. So you tell your kids, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. And you tell them all growing up, don't lie. Another thing is that my mom had to tell me this a lot growing up, is don't throw stuff. Like, that one didn't change. I still throw stuff in the house. Now I pay for the house, so I can throw stuff whenever I want. But that never changed. But I don't lie anymore, so that's good. But every parent tells their kids, don't throw stuff, like, don't lie, don't lie. But at some point, I think in every kid's life, and every parent has probably experienced this at some point, you hear a crash and something was thrown, whether it was a Barbie or a baseball or something was thrown, something breaks, and then you hear little feet scampering off into the other room, and they somehow have no clue what happened. They have no clue. Oh, I don't know. That wasn't me. It was probably dad or something like that. But no, they obviously, it is your baseball sitting next to this broken vase. It was obviously you that threw this baseball and broke this vase. Yet you're like, I've been telling you for 8 years, do not throw stuff and do not lie to me. And you just did both at the same time. And it can get frustrating over time because you're investing time into something and you don't see results necessarily right away. We live in a very results-driven world. When I do this, I want to see this as the outcome. When I do this, this needs to be the outcome. And when I work hard at my job, I eventually want to get a raise and a promotion, right? When I invest in my kids and tell them not to lie, I want to see them grow up as not be liars, right? Isn't that a good thing? We live in this results-driven world. And a lot of the time, we like those results because it usually leads to recognition. It usually is a good thing when people are like, man, you have good kids. Or it's usually a good thing when you are getting a promotion, you're getting a raise at your job, you're moving, you're advancing. People recognize that. We like recognition. Don't act like you don't like recognition. Everybody in here likes recognition. Every time I'm at a coffee shop, I promise you, when I see that tip jar, there's no way I'm putting that dollar in that tip jar while the barista's making my coffee. I'm going to make sure they see me put that dollar in that tip jar because I want them to be like, oh, thank you. And then I'll be like, oh, thank you for the coffee. Yeah, everybody in here has done that, and you know it. You have that, yeah. Sometimes you'll even like start to put it in, and then they start to look, and then, yeah, and then you put it back in. Everybody has done that. We like that recognition. A lot of times, though, our faithfulness and our relationship with God can be very similar to this. We like recognition. We want to see results, and that's not a bad thing to want to see results. So don't get me wrong there. But sometimes it can be hard. You can say, man, I have been tithing for 5 years, and I am still struggling with money. And I still haven't gotten that raise or promotion at my job. And I'm giving above and beyond. I sponsored a kid to go to camp, and I did this, and I did this. And I still am struggling with money, and that's hard. Or I've been praying for 10 years for my best friend to accept Jesus into his life, and he won't even acknowledge that Jesus exists, let alone want to have a relationship with him. And it's hard. It becomes taxing. It wears on you. Because you continue to do this, and you don't see any results. It can be really hard. And what I want to ask you guys today is, are we willing to keep going without seeing any results at all? Are you willing to keep being faithful to God without seeing any results at all? I guarantee if the next day my friend's wife comes in with another bookcase, he probably would have gave it one more chance. And if he built that bookcase and she did not like it, I can promise you he was not going to build a third bookcase the next day. He probably would have said, I will spend extra money. We're going to buy something pre-built that is better, and we'll get a truck, we'll pick it up, and we will put it there. I am not building a bookcase. But sometimes our relationship with God can feel like that. You feel like, man, I build a bookcase, I tear it down. Got to build a new bookcase, tear it down. Build a new bookcase, tear it down. Build a new bookcase, tear it down. And it can get hard. Are we willing to remain completely faithful to God without seeing the results, without having a bookcase to put books on? In Matthew 7, verse 15 through 20, it says, beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit. That is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions. A lot of times when we think of fruit in the Bible, we think of it as blessings. We think of it as like God blessing us. This is the fruit that I am getting from doing all this, or we think of God blessing our church, or we think of the results of our actions as the fruit. But that's not what this is saying here. It says in verse 16, you can identify them by their fruit. That is, by the way they act. And then in verse 20, it says, yes, just as you can identify a tree, that's you guys, you're the tree, by its fruit, your actions, so you can identify people by their actions. So what is obviously here, tree, people, fruit, action. Tree, fruit. So when you have a relationship with God and you are faithful in that relationship to God and you serve God, it will reflect, the fruit of that is the way you live your life. It is the way you live your life. It is not what comes after that. And I'm not saying God doesn't bless faithfulness, because I believe he does. He absolutely does. But there's a difference between producing fruit and harvesting that fruit. In Matthew 13:23, it says, the seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. If you are faithful and your actions reflect that, then you will harvest results. I believe that. I absolutely do. But what I am telling you is that those results are not from you. You don't get the recognition for those. Those are from God. You do not get the recognition. God does. You are simply the tree, and your job is to create fruit, action. And from that, you are going to fill a tree with fruit. And God is going to come and harvest that. It doesn't always work out in the timing we would like. It doesn't always seem like as much fruit as we would like. But that's not up to you. That's not up to us. That's up to God when that happens and how that happens. When God is ready, we will see the harvest. So if your focus is on the results or the harvest, if that is your focus, simply the results or the harvest of your faithfulness instead of your faithfulness, then all you are doing is you are idolizing the fruit from the harvest. That has become an idol in your life. Seeing results of your actions, seeing results of what you're doing, has become an idol. Because God hasn't called us to just get results. He's called us to be faithful and produce fruit. Faithfulness is our duty as Christ followers. And fruitfulness is becoming an idol for many of us. I remember when I was in Arizona, Jeff and Melissa's old church, Church on the Journey, I ran an open gym on Monday nights. It was absolutely so fun. But I started this open gym with people in the church, and then a bunch of people stopped coming from the church because a bunch of other people that didn't go to the church started coming. And over like a few months, it really kind of turned into like a ministry. And I was like, this is awesome. And I'm going to treat this like a ministry. I got this group of guys that don't go to church coming to play basketball every single week. This is really, really cool opportunity. And I did that for 4 years. 4 years. And it got hard at times because I would be in this gym and I would be trying to turn this game of basketball into a relationship with these guys and really start to hear them open up and try to pray for them and do all this stuff. But it got really hard because I was seeing no results from it. Nothing. And I was like, why am I even doing this? I'm just going to play basketball. And I can tell you for a fact, I was not faithful through that entire time. I was not perfect. And I did not produce fruit every single time I was on that basketball court with them as I should have. Because I got frustrated. I got tired of it. Like, it's not working. Why am I doing this? I'm just going to play basketball because I enjoy basketball. But over time, guys started to open up more and more. And guys started sharing stuff. And I'd get to pray for them here and there and give guys rides homes and give a guy a ride home. And he'd share his story with me. And over time, I built these relationships with these guys. And literally, on the last night, I had that open gym before I was getting ready to move to Texas. T.A., he was the best player there every week, played Division II college basketball, really good player, awesome guy. And we would stay late and play one-on-one and shoot after the open gym a lot of the time. So we became actually pretty close friends. And the last day, we're sitting in that gym, and we're getting shots up, and then we sit on the steps to change our shoes, and he starts crying and opens up to me about, like, everything. And the last day of that open gym, I got to pray for him to accept Jesus into his life. That was 4 years of this open gym and not seeing any results. And it was so frustrating at times. Like, I have all this opportunity in front of me. God, I'm trying to be faithful. I'm here. I'm doing this. I'm talking to these guys. I'm trying to build these relationships. And I'm not seeing anything out of it. Why is that? Is it something I'm doing? No, because it's not about me. My job is to be faithful, and God's going to do the rest. There was purpose behind every single one of those open gyms, and there was fruit every single time I was faithful in that. And it worked over 4 years. And somebody gave their heart to Jesus because of it. And I'm not saying that to be like, oh, I'm amazing, because I failed many times in that. I really did. But being faithful, there will be a harvest, guys. If you continue to be faithful, you will see results. Being in a church plant sometimes can you kind of see this a little bit more and kind of understand what it really is to be faithful to the church, even. And it can get hard sometimes. And I know we've been here for 2.5 years. And, man, I look around at this community and I see the fruit of planting this church. I see the harvest that God has given us. We have an incredible community here, guys. We really do. And I'm so absolutely thankful for each and every person here. But so often, we just keep looking ahead. We want to see more and more and more and more results. And it can get really frustrating at times. Like, man, I have to be here every morning at 7:30 a.m. to do setup. And then I have to tear down after church when I just want to go eat lunch. That can get hard over time. That can get taxing over time. You guys agree with that? Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That can get taxing over time. I'm sure there's days you wake up and you don't want to come here and do setup. And I'm sure there's tons of times that you've come and you didn't want to deal with it. But I am so thankful for the faithful community that we have here. Because we have a faithful church. We really do. I think about our worship team being here early and practicing. And I think about the Scott Bryan and the setup team coming early every single week. And I think about my next generation team that I am so thankful for with Ray and Karen and Hayden and Evie. I think about all these home group leaders and neighborhood group leaders. And every single week opening up their home. Guys, with faithfulness. I think about the Hollingsworths and Mark starting this youth worship team. Like, that is faithfulness. And every single time you guys do something like that, every time you show up, every time you're here, that is fruit. That is fruit. And God's going to harvest that, guys. Faithfulness is our duty as Christ followers. It's our duty. Continue to be faithful. Continue to serve. Continue to do this stuff because there's a reason to it. That doesn't mean it's not going to get hard at times. God never said having a relationship with him is going to be easy all the time, because it's not. And it gets frustrating because we want the harvest now. We want the results now. If I build a bookshelf, I want a or a bookcase, I want a bookcase. I want something I can put books on. I don't want to keep building those bookcases. It's gonna get frustrating. We want the harvest now. If I am tithing every single week, I want to see the results of that. If I'm praying for my friend every single day, and that friend just won't acknowledge that Jesus even exists, and I'm telling them and I'm trying everything I can, that's going to get frustrating because I want to see them find Jesus. But we have to remain faithful. Don't sacrifice what is sacred to God for what is fluid to us. Don't sacrifice what is sacred to God for what is fluid to us. If we are simply looking for results, if we are simply looking for what is fluid, we're simply looking for what we can see and we can do. If you're thinking, man, that 10% that I'm giving every week, that or every month, that is not, it's not working for me because I'm not seeing the results of that. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to put that in savings. That is taking what is fluid. Saying, man, I'm done trying to pray for this person. It's not working. I'm going to try something else. Or your faithfulness has purpose. Your faithfulness will lead to a harvest. Don't sacrifice what is sacred to God for what is fluid. What is sacred to God is your relationship with him, your faithfulness, your continuous pursuit of him, and to be more like him. We had baptisms today, which was absolutely incredible. I love baptism. Man, that is fruit. That is action. That is a step. God has asked you to be baptized after you give your heart to him, to make this public declaration. And so cool to see four kids today do that, to produce a piece of fruit and to get in there and be baptized. Every time you guys give, I promise you, that is fruit. There's purpose behind that. Every time you pray for your friend, every time you pray for your family member, every time you pray for your coworker to find Jesus, that is fruit. Every time you read your Bible to learn more about Jesus, that is fruit. Every time you serve at church or serve your community, whatever, wherever you serve, that is fruit. Because you are living with faithful action. Let's continue to be a church that produces fruit, guys, so we can see a harvest. And I believe there's a harvest coming here at Trilogy. I really do. I believe that in my heart. I believe God is going to, let's go back to that verse. I believe it is going to be, where's the verse? Oh, I believe it is going to be 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as we could ever imagine, as much as we have here right now. I believe there's going to be a harvest. I believe God is going to reach this community through Trilogy Community Church because we have people that are faithful and obedient to him here. I believe that. And I believe that if we continue to be faithful through the hard times, through the frustrating times, through all of this, guys, we just got to keep building bookcases. And it stinks. It stinks. Because I don't want to build it anymore. But I promise you, there will be a harvest, guys. And that could be in 1 year. That could be in 2 years. That could be next week. But there will be a harvest. There will be a harvest in that friend's life that you've been praying for, or that coworker that you've been praying for. Let's remain faithful. And let's remain a church that is faithful. I'm going to pray. God, we love you so much. God, I pray that Trilogy Community Church would just be full of people that are producing fruit, God. God, that we would be faithful to you every single day and every single thing that we do, God. That we wouldn't overlook how important that piece of fruit is. That our actions would always reflect you. And God, I pray that when you do harvest that, God, I pray that there is so much fruit on that tree. God, it is a harvest that we can't imagine. God, I thank you for what you're going to do through this community and through each individual here. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.